You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
I'm coming. time for the most important part of the service. Amen. Titus 2 verse 11 tells us, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men. Amen. I don't know if you're confused about this hour, but when the word comes, this is your grace that's bringing you salvation. Amen. And we're so proud, we're so happy to have one of God's mouthpieces, our daddies, who bring that salvation through the word of God. So if I were you, I would be excited that our daddy is here. I would be on my feet. The grace of God is coming to you. Salvation is coming to you. Please welcome our Ricardo Army Lindley.
Come on. Let me see some excitement. Those who know your name, put their trust in you. There is no other, other faithful God, so loving and true. Those who know your name, put their trust. Are you dancing or what? There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Ask somebody, jump. Oh, how I love his name, so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. How I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name, so sweet.
Love. Hallelujah. Abba Father, thank you. What would we do in this evil and perverse generation without a father in you? When the enemy came to devour us, it took your hand of mercy. It took addressing the devil with the blood that leave my child alone. This morning we say thank you. This morning we acknowledge our status as children. We stand in the right of the heritage, not as servants but as children. Come and take your place, Abba Father. Holy Spirit, you are mighty, the great helper. Put that spirit of adoption right in our hearts where it belongs. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your anointing. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. And all the saints shall shout, Amen. Oh, you can do it better for the Lord. Hallelujah. Smile to three people and let the person feel the love of a brother, of a sister. And now you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I know there are difficulties. If you don't have a chair, you can come. If you're humble enough, you can sit on the floor. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Why are you walking out? All right. Please settle down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be back. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Do you have some pictures? I just came back from Ghana. And I've said, hallelujah. I got news for you. Do we have any pictures? Ladies and gentlemen, our lady pastor is not just a lady pastor anymore. She's now Episcopal Sister Henrietta Ariel. Clap for the Lord Jesus. To the glory of God. Sit down for those who don't understand, for me to explain. Amen. Lady Pastor, I just flew in from Accra in West Africa by the grace of God, just to be a part of the consecration ceremony of our Lady Pastor, hitherto Lady Pastor. Now, like Bishop said, you know, bishops are consecrated into the office. Now, the office of bishops, there are ladies that also serve in the office of bishop. They are not called bishop, they are called episcopal sisters. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And it's a full-time work sacrifice, just giving yourself fully for the Lord to use you. That's what you decide to do for life. The Lord, I'm your handmaiden, like Mary. Do unto me according to your word or your will. And so, over the years, we've seen her serve in various capacities as teacher, as trainer of pastors, as assisting Bishop Doug in the Healing Jesus campaign, all the work, pastoring, as you can see. And in that full-time capacity, itinerant preaching and all that, the Lord has blessed her with this honor to become an Episcopal sister. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So from now, she's no longer Lady Pastor Henrietta. She's Sister Henrietta Ariel. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And it's a blessing. I'm just honored. I wish you were there. But God willing, she comes back. And I think in about 2 weeks' time, she's supposed to have her maiden ceremony in our church. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And so we have to prepare. What it's used to celebrate is souls. This place must be filled such that this guests will be sitting, new souls, and then the mature souls will be sitting on the floor. Even if we don't have chairs, that place, or standing, you know, to glorify God, that all the work that she did, we will support with fruits, souls, to show that all that she did. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is Sister Henrietta Ariel. That is Brother Lindsay over there. That is Apostle Joel right there. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I think there are a few more pictures, right? I just want to show them one. They're next. Well, look, leave all the ceremony. We're going to show it to you on the day. I believe it's going to be in 2 weeks, God willing, or 3 weeks. You know, the week. I think it's the week after next week, God willing. It will be this year, by the grace of God. We only have 3 Sundays left, right? Anyway, so to God be the glory. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So it's an amazing blessing. I just flew in. That's why it's a little late. So you have to accommodate me a little bit, okay? I wanted to preach to you. I mean, I could have decided I'm tired. And that you don't know the maneuvers that has gone through this. So if you rush me, I'll rush out. Amen. But so you will be blessed. I believe that God's anointing from where I came and from the ceremony and the Holy Ghost and power and angels that were there. Power means I carry something. That is for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So today I want us to continue our series on Abba Father. Amen. Abba Father. Abba Father. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we have explained that God can be seen in many, many ways. You know, what you address somebody often determines what you get from the person. Yeah. So you realize that many times there are many people that carry different and several cups. You see, as they walk around, almost everybody carries different cups. So what you actually address, the cup that you address is what you get from it. You see, so for example, when you, so God carries many cups. Even to Abraham and Isaac, they didn't know him. Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3. Many people do not know God the way that we should know him. You see, God has many aspects. You know, I, for example, I am a doctor. I am a pastor. I am a husband. I am a child of somebody. I am, what else? A father. I am all kinds of things. Now, a friend. I am just a man. brother. So usually when I go to my family house, they call me brother something. And then they see in me the brother supporting this, laughing this, and then we are sleeping on the same, in the same room. This is their brother. But you see, when I come here, they don't call me reverend. My brothers and sisters don't call me reverend. Do you get my point? So when you call me reverend, that's when the anointing will flow. Yeah. Bible says, he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Okay? And Bible says that if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. Now, if you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous, a prophet in the name of a righteous man, you get a righteous man's reward. So there are some of you, for example, that see me as just that guy. You get a that guy reward. It's true. There are some of you, you see me as a physician, you only get Tylenol. You don't get no anointing. I'm serious. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So depending on how you perceive me and the label you give me, that is what you draw. Yeah. And some of you, the only reason I don't pay your school fees is because I'm not a daddy to you. But my children, they come and they say, daddy, and the fees are paid. Do you get my point? Yeah. And the only reason why I don't clean my dishes when I eat is because you're not my child, as in biological. But my children, when I finish eating, I don't clean my plates. They clean my plates. Because they say, daddy has finished, so clean the plates. And as you're cleaning, sometimes I'm not able to finish the meat that was meant for me. And then they enjoy it because they are privileges to that responsibility. Yeah. So the way you address somebody, often it determines what you get from that person. Wow. You are sitting here, you are not expecting injections because you are not seeing me as a physician.
Right.
I could have brought my colonoscope because that's also a cap I wear. Yeah. You see me on Monday at 9 o'clock, I'm doing procedures. You are not under anesthesia because that's not the address you give to me. A pastor, that's why you are getting an anointing passed on to you. You are receiving an anointing in Jesus' name. Now, much the same way, many of us have addressed God. Although God is everything that we address him, it is what you seem to emphasize, that is what you get out of God. Now, among Christians, many of us, we address God just the deity, and we've treated God like a golden calf. No relationship. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was the days of old. Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3, the Bible says that God, he knows what he's doing at every dispensation and in every generation. Exodus chapter 6 and verse 3. If you cannot do it, just disappear. Okay, now, Exodus 6, 3, I appear to Abraham. Now, watch this. God makes an appearance with a name. When I appeared here as you. You don't even know. Some of you don't even know my name. My actual name. But you call me pastor. That's enough. That's enough. And you are right. That's what you need. The last name that you don't know, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. What you are drawing from is not the last name. Because I have had that last name for almost 23 years. Because that's how old I am. Oh, it's 35. No, 35 is too old. But it didn't bring you anything until that new title, pastor. That is what you're drawing from. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's what you're drawing from. So, do you know something? In the same way, I appeared to you in the name of pastor. You see, it's not everything that is a description, that is adjective is what? Qualifies that an adjective qualifies a noun. Now, the noun itself can be an adjective. Yeah. The noun itself, daddy is an adjective, is also a noun. You see, the adjective can be a father is a description of a biological, but it's also an address. It's a noun. My name is daddy. My children don't call me Lindsay. I've never heard them, not once in my life, ever call me Lindsay. But that's my name. They have converted the name they have managed to give me a name that when they call, I make an appearance. And that name is Daddy. God wants us to call him Daddy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. That word Almighty is Shaddai. El Shaddai. God Almighty. El Shaddai. I made an appearance. I manifested. I showed up to them as the El Shaddai. That means that the God who is able, the mighty one, the great I am, he came and told them his abilities. All that these guys saw were the abilities of God. But then, by my name, Lord, or other versions, King James says, Jehovah, I was not known to them. Though Jehovah means covenant keeping, promise fulfilling God. Now, God was now telling Moses, I'm about every promise I made to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. I made it as God Almighty. I showed them, but now I'm coming to manifest the promises. My name has to change. Now I'm called Jehovah, the covenant keeping. I'm going to keep all the covenants. You are going to see me take you to the promised land. You are going to see me deliver you from Egypt. You are going to see the miracles which your fathers didn't see, because I never appeared to them as Jehovah. So I owed it not to them. So he's now going to walk in the name that he's addressed with. He said, from now, call me Jehovah, because I have turned into, I'm making, and I'm appearing to you in a different capacity. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, much the same way, prior to the onset, the coming of Christ, God was God, was Jehovah, was Almighty, was all that. But by that name, he did not appear through Christ with that name. When Jesus Christ came, the name he presented was Abba Father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God appeared or made himself visible, manifested through Christ as the Father. That is a conglomeration of everything. Inside that, in a father, when these children, although they call me Daddy, when they are sick, I can call in prescriptions. Yeah, I'll show them that your daddy is also a doctor. When they are actually, they get nightmares, I can appear with my anointing or your lay hands and demons will flee in Jesus' name. The pastor has appeared. Yeah, the pastor has appeared. Sometimes when I see that the others, the last one is playing games or something and is lonely, I can come and sit down and I'll wear my Nikes or something. Now start a friend. Now we are going to play the game together. A friend has appeared. The daddy inside of the daddy is the friend. Is the friend. Sometimes they are talking about girls and now, I mean, a colleague, a classmate, you know, has appeared. How do we, what does this mean? What is this? What do you think about this girl and that girl? All that thing, I can be. God says, I can all things to all men. Paul said, I am become all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. That's the anointing of the Father on him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So ladies and gentlemen, what I came to tell you is that if there is anybody here, all you see God is the deity. You are actually an idol worshiper. I'll say it again. If you are here and everything that is you have been associated with, Christ came as the Son of God and they killed him because he claimed he's the Son of God. In John 19:7, he said, the Bible says that there is a law in Israel and this guy has flaunted that law in calling himself the Son of God. Therefore, he must die. He died in trying to execute his job. His job was to manifest God as Father to us. Something that was never known. To the point where he died for that thing. That's the reason why he died. Yeah. Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because what? He made himself the Son of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this father that you are not using, this God that you are treating like a golden calf, that you have no personal interaction with, somebody died so that you can have a personal interaction with him. Jesus came, his job was to present him as father, such that you will no longer feel isolated, alienated. God is not abstract. By the way, Jesus Christ never addressed God personally as God. Never. He would talk about God as, but when he would talk, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Yeah. It's the truth. The only time that he said, address God as God, is when all our sins were on him on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Mm. At that time, he had gone back because he had finished his job. It is finished. But until then, even when it came to the Lord's Prayer, he said, and he taught them, Matthew 6:9, see, when you pray, pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven, not, oh God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you honestly, many of us, we treat God like an object. Therefore, in Acts chapter 17, Paul went there and said, you guys, at the mass here, he told them, I've come to see, I saw spiritually an inscription to the unknown God whom we worship. To the unknown God. Many of us treat God like a tree. Many of us treat God like a golden calf. God does not like it. How do I know? Because when Aaron put the gold earrings together into a golden calf and said, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt, God said, no, I hate this. Yeah. They didn't say it was another God. They say it is the God that brought them, and it's in the form of an image. He said, no. He punished them. So God does not like being referred to like an image. He likes being referred to as daddy, as a father. Yeah. And he introduced that name when Jesus came. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, I want you to know, when God made you born again, he was trying to say that I am giving birth to you literally by my spirit. My nature is spirit. My spiritual genetic nature is spirit. And therefore, he puts his spirit inside of us. Anybody that is not born of the spirit does not belong to God. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Yeah, Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. The Bible says that if you walk in the spirit, if the spirit of the Lord dwells in you, but you are not in the spirit, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. He's none of his. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I can be here and you treat me like a doctor. You will not get what you need to get in a pastor. So, ladies and gentlemen, many Christians cannot receive God as Father. And unfortunately, we don't have good fathers, many of us. So even when we say God is Father, you are thinking of the person who abandoned you when you were a baby. You don't even know him. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Because your father was not bold enough, was not a man enough. He was only man physically. But in mind and maturity, he was not a man to stand there and to take care of you in spite of the problem. Any man here, because of the foolishness of a woman, you leave a helpless baby, you are not a man. I'll say it again. If you say you are a man, and because of a foolishness of, sometimes not even the foolishness of the woman, but foolishness of both of you. And that helpless child has come out of your rejoicing. And you are able to walk away from that helpless thing. You will not be blessed. In fact, you are not a man. I don't know what you are, but you are not a man. You may be a tree or something, but you are not a man. Yeah. It's true. Irresponsible, immature. You should never do. If you've done it, go back and correct it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You are not like God. You are sitting here. You are, because of you, people cannot even see God as Father because of your behavior. Because of your behavior, your bad behavior. We can't even relate. When we say God is Father, we're wondering, oh, then I should leave this and go to become a Muslim. Because this God is about to leave me. But the Bible says, when your father and your mother forsake you, God will take you up. You are the reason why people cannot receive God as a father. Stop that foolishness. Not you, but the person who did that. Yeah. No, I'm serious. Some of the people that go to jail and that are frustrated and those cycles of drugs and all that, they don't have a father. They didn't have a father. But God is giving you a father in himself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. No matter what your background is, if you didn't find a father, God is telling you, you will turn out well. You will turn out well. If you can't see a good father, see a good mother. Because she never left you. That's the kind of father I'm talking about. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Some of the mothers are better fathers than fathers. They just don't wear the right organ. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, I came to present to you the real father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And he's going to make your life better if you can trust him as father. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, I am going to, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 14 going down. It says, Romans 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then verse 14, 15 says that, and you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Do you know something? This is trying to tell us that it is many times when you're coming to some deity or some shrine. Yeah, it's bondage. Yeah, most of those places, when you go, you have to pay something, or you are bound by something. Yeah. There was a guy who went to get powers to be rich. He died like a dog. Well, because, I mean, as part of the thing, you get the power, but you're going to die, number one, die early. And when you're dying, you're going to bark like a dog. He barked like a dog. You know? So you have not received the spirit of bondage. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. Many people, when we say the fear of God, it's like, I'm afraid of God. I'm not afraid. I'm excited about God. I'm not afraid. The fear of God is reverence. So you have not respect. Receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. To be adopted means you have the same privilege and right as a biological child. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, the law backs you up. Legally, you are the same as the biological child. That is why the Bible can say the next verse. Verse 16, he says that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. The Spirit of the new birth. Anybody who tells you you should not be born again, tell the person, you want me to go to hell. Yes. There is no religion that claims to have a personal relationship with God. All religions don't want that, except Christianity. Right. Yeah, except Christianity. In fact, so bad is it that the Muslims say they believe in Jesus Christ as a prophet, but not as a son of God. It's a deception of the devil. Meanwhile, that is exactly what God wants all end time believers to actually have. And that's exactly what they fight against. That's why I say Christianity is not. You see, religion is man's effort at reaching God. Christianity is God's effort at reaching out to man. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a relationship. You can't do it. That's how we call it, a personal relationship with God. And so Jesus Christ, as he tells you here, Abba, Father, you are the spirit of adoption. That's why in Romans 8:29, Jesus Christ is supposed to be the big brother among many brethren. He's the firstborn. Yeah, Jesus is your big brother. Clap for the Lord Jesus. In Christianity, there are no grandchildren. Yeah. is not your father's father. You are also a child. So for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed. You are now conformed to the same image of his son. So that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So who Jesus is who you are by adoption. And you have the same rights and privileges based on this scripture as Jesus Christ had. He called him Abba Father. You can call him Abba Father. That's what he came to teach us. He said, learn to pray like this. Our Father. He didn't even say your Father. He said, you and mine. Our Father. You check Matthew 6:9. He said, when you pray, pray. Our Father. He said, don't think it's just my Father. It's you and mine. Our Father. Which is, am I reading from, am I, is it Greek? Do you see it there? This is a letter. He said, when you pray, pray in this Father. Say, our Father. Yeah. When you know, look, the two of these are my sons. Come. So when they are discussing, say, when daddy comes, just tell daddy, this is, come, you are not a child. When daddy can say, we're going to tell daddy, our, you see, so this is our fees. This is our car. This is our what?
Our tuition.
Our tuition. That tells you, your tuition, my tuition. Let's put it together and tell daddy, we need money for our tuition. Not for your tuition, but I'm not mine. I'm separate. Jesus Christ did not say, pray for his father. I mean, pray. When you say pray, his father, Jesus' father in heaven, hallowed be his name. He didn't say that. It doesn't even sound right. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please, you may be seated. Our. So when you see somebody who has God, you can have what he has. Yes, sir. Same privileges. Yes, sir. I don't let Christians cheat me. When I see a miracle, I say it can happen to me. If my daddy did it for you, my daddy has what it takes to do it for this child of his. You are not the only child of God. But many of you, you have not aligned yourself as children of God. You have aligned yourself as servants, as fearful midgets, as people. I'll show you in the Bible. Okay? Now, Bible says that the spirit, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption. Right and legal right, same as a biological, so that you cry, Abba Father. That word cry in Greek, it means to demand. It means to proclaim in helplessness. If you don't give me, I have nowhere else to go. That's what a baby cries. Bring a baby and let the baby cry, you'll see. You know, it means to demand. It means to cry aloud without shame. Have you seen a baby cry before? The mother may be sleeping, but will get up and feed the baby. That word is a baby cry. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Cry out. Cry out. That's a baby. That's a little child. Many of us are too big to cry. Too big to come to the Lord, not in a hopeless, but we are telling the Lord, if you don't help me, who should help me? One day I wrote a letter. My father is very strategic. You know, I had had my first child and I told my father, I found some very spiritual name. And my father said, I should name the child after him to honor him. I said, no. I said, I'm too spiritual. So I'm naming my child Blessing Insure. And I know, sir, what is, my father's name was called sir. I said, I don't know what it means. A name is a proclamation. And so I will not. I tell you, my little sister called me and told me, what are you doing? You are the one who teaches us to honor. And now you say you won't name your father, your child after your father to honor him. What's your problem? He said, no, I don't want whatever name, I don't know where it's from. And he doesn't understand what the name is. I don't want to use a name I don't understand. And my sister told me, you don't understand, but that name has been put on him and he's able to produce somebody like you to say you are spiritual. And today you say you cannot honor him. Stop that, brother. Then my father pulled out a letter. and then showed me. He said, do you remember this? I wrote, Daddy, I was in school. I have no money. I know you have many children. And I know you can't squeeze water out of the rock. But I really need money to pay this exam fee. My father told me he cried that day and he went and sold some things of his just so that I can have that. That was a cry. Cry out. I was crying out, Abba Father, if you don't help me, who will help me? We need to get that desperate with God. We need to come personal with God. Treat God not as some, you know, when you treat me like a president. Even President Trump, you'll be surprised that his children play with him. Relate. Let others who don't know God treat God as deity and a golden calf. But you come as daddy. Come as a child. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. That's who you are. My children dare to use my credit card without telling me to buy Uber Eats. Yeah. Because they say, what they told me that, Daddy, we didn't have money and you were not here. What? Well, should we go hungry? And I could see Abba Father manifesting. I could see the cry out, the demand, the crying out with helplessness. I could see the desperation and a sense of right. I mean, when babies are crying, they don't care who's here. I am claiming what is rightfully mine. If it's a problem for you, that's your problem. If it's disturbing you, that's your problem. But I'm crying out to Abba Father. Tell somebody, cry out. Begin to cry out. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I'm going to tell you somebody who behaved well and understood. The first thing I want to talk to you about is the mercy of Abba Father. Tell someone, the mercy of Abba Father. God is merciful. God is merciful. Luke chapter 15 from verse number 11. I'm going to read that story to you. You all know it. New King James. Then he said, a certain man had two sons. I'm telling you, many people are like this guy. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Then next verse. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country. There he wasted his possessions with prodigal or riotous living. Next, keep going. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the pig's food. This is how desperate Christians are when we don't have a father. We feed with pigs instead of feeding with the father. And all because we see, you see the reason why we are sometimes the way we are. And no one even gave him anything, not even the pig's food. But when he came to himself, today you come to yourself. You come to who you really are. Your rightful child, your legitimate place as a child. You are a legitimate child of God. You deserve everything other Christians get. Yeah. You are the Father's child and you are not illegitimate. Even though you may be adopted by the Spirit. It's a spirit of adoption. There's nothing that makes a difference. Yeah. But when he came to himself, I like that man. He came to himself. He came to his senses. He came to know who he was. He came to know. Many of you, we don't know who we are. You just sing, ye are a chosen generation, called forth to show his excellence. Is that not what you sing? All I require for life God has given me. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. Wait a minute. You know who God says you are, but you don't know who you are. It's different. You can call me Reverend, but I didn't even know that I'm a pastor. Yeah. There are some people, you call them your child, but they don't behave like children. There are children who slap their parents. That's not a child. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to eat and even to spare? And I perish here with hunger. Come on, go on. Keep going, brother, sister. He said, I will arise. Somebody say, I will arise. From today, you will arise from your sober, so-called, as if you, I don't know what, I don't even call it humility. It's senselessness. I will arise and go to my father. I like that, my father. And I will say to him, Father, look at that, Father. I will address him by Father. I will say, Daddy, Daddy, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Anybody who does not accept God as Father, you sin against heaven. Heaven's plans structure for you to do well. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Then keep going. Keep going. And he arose. Tell somebody he arose. This is somebody who didn't just read, who didn't just say in church, but when he went out, he began to behave like a child of God. He began to lay claim and cry out, Abba Father, for real. He began to talk to God personally. Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I'm your child. When you come and see me talking to God, you would think he's sitting here. He's actually sitting there too. Amen. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. And ran. Come. Oh, come. You come. His father had compassion. He saw him. And now the father ran. Can you imagine? That guy, usually when you are sinful, he will come tiptoeing. He'll see whether he's trying to see the father's reaction. So he was one. He was even asking people. I mean, how? Is he going to accept me? What are they saying about me? What are they saying? He's discussing. Then the father just sees him and runs. Hey, is it you? Come. Is it you? Is it you? Ladies and gentlemen, look at what happened. He ran. He kissed. He fell on his neck. Kissed him. Hugged him. Kissed him. And then what happened? Today you are coming back. Tell somebody, I'm back. Then verse 21. And he said to the son. The son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But look at what the father did. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best ropes. Bring out the best ropes. This is the best. Pull it up. The best rope. Put it up. Go. You are a servant. Go dress him up. Bring out the best rope. Put it on him. Put on the ring. Put a ring. Go. This is a diamond ring. Put it on his hand. Put another one. This is not enough. Put another one. Put a ring on his hand and give his sandals new shoes. New shoes. Yeah. Put him more. Give him a gold on his hand. Put a ring on his hand. Sandals on his feet. And then go on. Verse 23. And bring the fatted calf. Bring the best of the meals. Look, bring the communion. The whole table. And let us make merry. Can you get some meat? Some music. We are going to dance and celebrate. This is somebody who has sinned. We are a chosen generation. Call for to show. Prince, where is he? Where is Prince?
All I require for life, God has given me.
I know who
I am.
We are rejoicing, because of somebody. Because of, I'm talking about the mercy. The mercy of Abba Father.
All I require for life, God has given me.
I know
who I am.
Sit down. Now, listen carefully. This is the mercy of Abba Father. A guy who has stolen half of his father's goods and squandered it. You are far better than this guy. Whatever sin you've committed, many of us, it's because of our sin that we stay away from Abba Father. that we can't speak to God face to face. But this is what happened. This guy has been sinful. God is looking for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that God did not come for the righteous. He came for sinners, to bring sinners to repentance. Anybody that wants to be righteous so that he can come close to God, you will not make it. It's because of your unrighteousness that he came. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. When I got that truth, my intimacy with God blossomed. I'm talking about the mercy of Abba Father. Let me tell you, most parents are accused by godly parent children. This little brother, the bigger brother said, why is it that I've always done the right thing? It's in the story. You never even killed a little goat. But when this foolish brother who spent all your goods and done evil comes, you are rejoicing. But that's the mind of a brother. Self-righteous Christians are the ones that judge and throw away sinners. But real Christianity, real Father, he's happy when the sinners are coming home. He's happy when the sinners, I'm talking about the power, the mercy of Abba Father. I'm back. Tell somebody I'm back. The reason why we cannot relate with Abba Father is our inability to believe and receive his great mercy. And many times because we ourselves, we are not forgiven. So we think God is like us. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22. You can sit down, my brother, son. Lamentations chapter 3, 22. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. Listen, let me tell you something. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding both the evil and the good. If the Lord wanted to get you, you would be dead. When you, because you fornicated, because you've stolen something, because you are into pornography, you say you are not coming to church because you're not clean. You are the one who is punishing yourself. It's not God. It takes 3 months before you come. 3 months is how long it takes for you to forgive yourself, not how long it takes for God to forgive you. Yeah. I'm telling you, you are the one who is making the rules, not God. God, he said that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But let me tell you here, it's better not to be in sin than to just all the time you are sinning. Because the guy who didn't sin, he said everything is yours. But what I want to tell you is that we are judged, and many times we judge ourselves too strongly. Let me tell you something. So what you need to know about the Father's mercy, number one, he knows our weaknesses and is compassionate. He knows it already. John chapter 8 verse 3 to 11. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman who was taken in adultery when he was set in the midst. And they said to Jesus, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Do you know what it means, in the very act? I mean, the kids are here, but in the very act. Somebody was saying, what do you say? Mistroke. What is mistroke? I don't understand what, but whatever it is, in the very act. Can you imagine when they say they cut your pants down? That's what it means. There is evidence in every way. It was on YouTube. There were videos. Now look at what Jesus did. Now Moses said in the law, commanded us, that such a person should be stoned. But what do you say? Now listen to what Jesus said, verse 6. They said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger, he wrote on the ground as though he had not sinned, heard them. Keep going. So when they continued asking, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let him cast the first stone. That's my daddy. That's your daddy. That's the one he represents. And then the Bible says, keep going. And again, he stooped down and started writing on the ground. He was waiting for them to cast a stone. Keep going. He kept doing it. And then, look. Oh, no, come with your stones. Who is the woman caught in adultery? Come. Come with your stones. Try. They are trying to cast me. You are the one. She's even pregnant. The evidence is here. She's even pregnant with adultery. Now, look. Cast. Now, right. Cast the first stone if you haven't seen before. The Bible says from the first, they dropped the stone. Everybody left. Then Jesus got up and said, woman, where are your accusers? And he says, oh, has no one condemned you? Then Jesus went on in verse 11. So no, Lord, they didn't. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you are blessed. You are blessed. You will never be an adulteress in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But I like the verse 17. It says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Do you know many of us, we cannot forgive. We like to condemn. Many Christians, even when somebody comes and then is wearing something that is short, instead of calling the person aside and say, look, I have a clothes that is longer than this. Can I help you? You just talk and point and say, look, that prostitute of a Christian. That prostitute of a Christian. But the Father has been merciful enough to bring somebody with that kind of skirt. It is our duty to raise that child, to nurture that child as a brother, as a sister, and not to drive them away by our whims and our long noses and self-righteousness. Many Christians are like that. And you accuse us pastors, even, why did I allow such a person to come and to sit behind me? That's why they told Jesus, if he knew that this woman was a sinner, why did Jesus allow the woman to pour the alabaster oil and even to kiss his feet? But Jesus came for the sinners. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you, when you sin, that's when you don't pray. Me, when I feel I'm sinful, that's when I pray the most. If you know your father, you don't say, I'm in trouble, let me run away from daddy. You say, I'm in trouble, let me run to daddy. Let me run to daddy, not away from daddy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. One day I was surprised. I stole some food in the house and my mommy drove me out. Till the night I went hungry. And it was about 11 o'clock. I was trying to sneak back home. Who could I see? But my mother, everybody was asleep. My father and my mother were not asleep. They were waiting for their son to come. I was waiting for them to sleep so that I can get in. They will not sleep until I have slept. So they were looking for me. That's our father. In case you didn't understand, because of how twisted our minds are, how unforgiving, how wicked, how condemnatory, self-righteous us. That is the way we have assessed God. God is not like that. Amen. God is not like that. Amen. God, he says that the broken and a contrite spirit, he will never cast away. Listen, if God will mark our iniquities, all you self-righteousness long nose, no man will stand. Not even this pastor. If he will mark you self-righteous white girl in purity, nobody will stand. The day you were fornicating, God was there. He could have put a spear inside of you. And you want to stay there, then stay. That's where you want. Then keep it for life. He will just pierce the two of you. Take now together, go into the grave and continue your fornication there. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to introduce you to the mercy of Abba Father. The mercy. He was so merciful. He did not even ask anything. Immediately, the guy started speaking. Father, I've sinned against you. He didn't even finish his statement. He didn't say, make me one of the hired servant. He just hugged him. Kissed him. It's time to let the unbelievers not feel comfortable, but feel loved. Not comfortable in the sin, but feel loved. Do you know why God shows us goodness? It's not because he condones sin. Romans 2:4. The Bible says, are you despising the goodness, the forbearance, the patience or long suffering? Did you not know that he's good to us so that he will repent? Did you not know, that his goodness, the goodness of God, rather leads you to repentance? It's his goodness, not his condemnation, that makes us repent. It's his goodness. It's his goodness, not his judgment, that makes us repent. But you want people to repent, and then your judgment, that's why people don't repent. If I come to this church right now, they'll bring my issues. And you even dare to accuse the pastor that he likes sinners because he's found some cheap girl. He said, God's goodness. So you too don't be deceived that the fact that you still have you even got promoted, although you're cheating in the job, you got promoted, is so that you repent. Sometimes you see God's goodness as a sign that I can continue being foolish and sinful. So no. It's for you to repent that, look, in spite of what, I still love you, I still love you. Just do what I like. Do the right thing. I still love you. Did you not know? It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. That's what it is. Because Jesus came to die, that's why we repented. We love him because he first loved us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The goodness of God is what brings us to repentance, not the judgment. Let me tell you, finally, before I go, the last thing about Abba Father, the throne he sits on is not the seat of judgment. Is a seat of mercy. Amen. Even his seat, he has labeled it mercy. Wow. Yeah, the mercy seat. Yeah, you sit on judgment and condemnation. But my Father who is in heaven, when I'm in trouble, I come to him. I say, Father, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Yeah. I don't even do it through fasting, through casual conversation, so that with his forgiveness, I can fast. He didn't kill me. His throne of authority, or his authority symbol, which is throne, is called the throne of mercy, not the throne of judgment. Hebrews 4:14-16. Let me finish this, okay? This is a special day. You will never be the same. For it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Then verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points. Please don't leave the church because you sinned. Please don't stop reading the Bible because you fornicated. Please don't stop praying because you cheated. Rather, you need the prayer more. You need the Father more. And he wants you back. But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Then verse 16 is what I like. Let us therefore come timidly to the throne of grace. Let us therefore come gingerly to the throne of grace. But let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. When babies poo-poo, that is when they cry, Mommy, take me. I have poo-poo. I'm smelling. Therefore, Mommy, take me. That's a child. But the older one who is proud, poo-poo, that's when they ran away. I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want, and they even pretend using air freshener. Ladies and gentlemen, God saw you poo-pooing before you poo-pooed. He even read your mind before you sinned, yet he didn't kill you. Come back. Let daddy clean you up. Come back. There's no reason for anybody to backslide from the kingdom, because the kingdom is the kingdom for sinners to be turned into righteousness. And then the seat of mercy. Come boldly to the throne of grace and deserve favor, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. As I'm speaking, some of you, you think I'm preaching wrong thing. Your self-righteous mind is not even allowing you to accept the word, even though you can read it. God allows U-turns. That's the third thing. God allows U-turns. And you know that this mercy seat, God intentionally made it. I don't have time, but when you go read, he told Moses exactly how to build. And he said in Exodus 25, from verse 16 to 22, he said, build it. And first he said, build the throne mercy seat. And he said, on the mercy seat, put two angels, cherubims, to protect it. Because that's my place. Preserve the mercy seat. It will not change. You try to change the mercy seat, an angel will strike you. You try not to be merciful, you will never have even one church member. Because all have sinned. Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, not some. All. But shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Oh, don't run. You need help. God allows U-turns. Do you know what the Bible says? It says in Proverbs 24:16 that the righteous, God allows U-turns, as I said, falleth seven times, but shall rise again. For the righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall. No, the King James, and stays right in there. For the righteous, King James, falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall to mischief. But do you know something? The sign of righteousness is not in never sinning. It's in the fact that when you sin, you can recognize this is wrong. I will rise up again. Lord, I'm back. This guy was counted righteous because he came back and said, I'm coming back. Me, I'm not perfect. And I don't think you are. But God is not looking for the perfect. He's looking for the honest. God is looking for people. When you fall in sin, you don't accept it. Ah, young girls are my weakness. And you fall in the young girls. And then you keep going. Pornography is my weakness. Come on. It may have taken 10 years and still you cannot. But every time you go, know that this is wrong. And I'm going to try to get it better. Lord, help me. The righteous fall seven times, but shall rise up again. Rise. Keep rising. No matter what this is, keep rising up. Don't stay there. Don't continue. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? No. Be like the prodigal son. I am not made for sin. I am my Christ came. He didn't come to condemn me. But that sinners will be brought to repentance. This guy knew that I've fallen, but I don't need to remain there. But the big brother said, remain there. He said, this your son has come and you've killed a fattened calf. You should have let him stay there. Most Christians warned the sinners out. It is because of the lack of love and compassion for sinners that the world is out there rotting towards hell. You will understand it. That's why many of you don't bring anybody. Because they are too terrible to sit with people like us. No, the father is allowed. The big brother says, no, don't bring him in here. No. I'm looking for weed smokers. I'm looking for adulterers. And when they come and your long nose can't take it, we will take. God will bless us. They will change. And whatever role you have that you cannot accommodate them, God will raise them up and make them better person. May you accept the mercy of Abba Father. Don't backslide. Don't backslide. Whatever sin you are in, don't keep in. Rise up. Try. Even come and let's talk. God said in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, come, let us reason together. Come, let's talk about it. Though your sins be red as scarlet, they will be as wool. Though they be whatever as crimson. They'll be like snow. Scarlet, they'll be like snow. Say, no matter what it is, come. He didn't say go. Come. Not come tomorrow. Come now. Not come in 3 months. Come now. Let us talk about it. Let us reason together. Sayeth the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Who is with me in the Father's house? Who will try to be close to daddy no matter what? Who will still be in prayer mode no matter what happened yesterday? And tell the Lord, I'm going to make it better. I'm going to try to make it work. Daddy, I'm back. Daddy, I will not backslide.
I not stay out of prayer. I not stay out of the word. I not stay out of church. I not stay out of fellowship. Just because I fell once, I'll rise up. You don't know how many times I've fallen, that I'm standing here and encouraging you. And the Lord accepts me, even if you don't accept me. And the Lord accepts your brother, even you, old big brother, who says, look, he didn't even say, my brother was a sinner. He said, your son. Your son. That big brother said, look, your son, who wasted your goods. Condemnation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the house of God. Come back. Come. 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 Come to Jesus. Come to daddy. The world, man, big brother doesn't like you, but daddy likes you. Big church member, righteous Mr. Goody Goody doesn't like you, but daddy likes you. Stay with daddy. Stay with the flock. Stay in the Lord. Stay. Stay, my brother. Don't backslide. Stay. The mercy of Abba Father will keep you. You'll be surprised at some of the places some people you call sinners will sit in heaven, and you, your righteous long nose, your righteousness is even in yourself, not in the Father's ability to clean you up. Rise to your feet. Put your hands together. Thank you, Jesus. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home, my son. Come home. I love you the way you are. I can change you. I changed Paul. I changed Paul, who was a killer, who was a murderer, who was injurious to the church. I can change you. Who says I don't have what it takes? Why are you running away? That little boy knew that the father had what it took to restore, to rehabilitate him. Next week, I'll talk to you about the generosity of Abba Father, God willing. Then I'll talk to you about the authority and power of Abba Father. You'll be surprised. Nobody needs to backslide ever. No. God has the antidote, has the blood to cleanse, has the heart to forgive, has the Holy Spirit to help, to establish you, to set you up again and again and again until you make it. You will make it in Jesus' name. You will make it in Jesus' name. No matter what the world thinks, you will make it. You will make it. Just come to daddy and forget about big brothers. Forget about these long-nosed, self-righteous big brothers and sisters called the church sometimes that make God look bad. Come home. Come home. Come home. Put your hand on your heart. Tell the Lord, I'm back. Lord, I'll never run away from you again. I'll never run away from your house again. I'll never run away from prayer again. Lord, if I fall, I'll try to get up. I'll try. I'll try. Help me. Anybody here who's in sin, tell the Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me with my pornography. Help me with my adultery. Help me with my idol worship. Help me with my fornication. Help me with my lying. Help me with my rudeness. Help me. I don't want to be there. I love you too much. It hurts me when I hurt you. But it's hard. Help me. Help me. I love you enough to know that it is wrong. I'm honest enough to know that I'm wrong, Lord. I will not stay away. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here, you're having difficulty in accepting God's mercy, come. If you're here, it's hard for you to accept God's mercy sometimes. God wants to bless you with a new life. Come. You are here. Sometimes it's tough for you to accept that God can be merciful to you. Come. 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 Whoever you are, come. 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 Clap for them as they come. Come. You are here like that. It's hard sometimes to accept, and the devil keeps bringing the past to you and condemning you, and sometimes you are depressed. You even cry that you will never make it. God says you'll make it. Come, join them. Come, join them. Clap for them as they come. Come, come, come. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Come, come. Daddy wants you. Daddy wants you whole. Daddy wants to help you. Daddy wants to bless you. Daddy wants to reconsider you. Daddy wants you restored. There are many of you here like that. You struggling with something in the past. You struggle so hard that you have not become who you should become. Daddy says, come. You're struggling with the past. It's gone long ago, but you still struggle with it. You can't sleep. Yeah. You worry about it. Come to daddy. Come. There are at least 10 people here. Come to daddy. I'm telling you. The devil wants to destroy you. Come to daddy. I'm telling you, there are 10. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Come to the Father. Come. All he's saying is come home. Come to daddy. Come to Abba Father. All he wants to do is come home. Lift up your hands here. You're here. You want to give your life to Jesus. Surrender. You want to accept the mercy of God once and for all. Say to the Lord, Father, I'm back. In spite of what my heart is saying, my heart is wrong. Here I am. Take me. Lord, have me. My Father is who you are. Why should I run away from you? The voices I heard of accusation are not your voice. I reject those voices. I reject those feelings. I refuse them. I will walk in the confidence of your love, of your mercy. Your mercy seat is very reassuring. I come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, write my name again in the book of life, for life, for good. By the blood, I am cleansed. By the blood of Jesus Christ, let that blood answer to every accusation of my heart and of people's accusations. Wherever those voices came from, I reject them. I receive your voice. You alone are true. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, bless your children with salvation, with your mercy, with your grace forever. Let every voice be drowned. Bless them. Anoint them. Reassure them. Restore them. Keep them. Bless them. You will never be the same. You will have your destiny restored.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.